Something that people don't usually talk about, and I think is really important and relevant when talking to someone, is where did you come from? You graduated in 1958 from the Imperial College in Physics and Mathematics, but doesn't tell me who Ben Siegel was growing up, like in school, in high school. What kind of kid were you? What?
So I was an only child, brought up without a father in my grandparents' house in Manchester. I was spoiled because I was the only little boy. My mother worked, which was unusual in those days. She had a profession. She'd been to university, first in the family. I was what we would call in English in those days a swot. That is someone who loved books. I had a copy of what was the Children's Encyclopedia. It was like 10 or 12 volumes, which I would just love to read. So I was a very studious kid, but I also loved taking my bicycle apart and putting it together and this sort of thing. So I was a fairly typical only child, I think. At school, I was happy at school. It was a very good school. I was very well treated. The only problem was that they wanted so badly for me to win a scholarship to Cambridge or Oxford. Mm. This was the holy grail for British schools at that time. And so they sent me a year early to Cambridge to sit this exam. And it was a disaster. It was freezing cold. It was Christmas. And I hated it. The interview went very badly as well. So I only got a place, not a scholarship. So I went back to school and headmaster said, "That's perfect. You know, next year you'll get the scholarship." I said, "No, I don't want to go there, and I'm not staying." And anyway, at that time, if you didn't get a scholarship to university, you had to do your military service. So I wasn't going to accept a simple place anyway, 2 years military service before. So to cut a long story short, I took the exam against the school's wishes, but they had to allow. I took the exam for Imperial College in London, which was so easy compared to the Cambridge exams. So I got 100% on everything, and I got a scholarship, and I got this and that. So that's how I went to Imperial College. And there I had the experience that for the first time, I met lots of kids who were as smart as I was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was, I also was in a place where it was not nourishing like the school I'd been to, the high school, the grammar school. They'd taken care of the kids, particularly the kids who were at the top of the class. Whereas at university, I was there one of 100. It was a very hostile atmosphere because there was no group work allowed, everyone for himself.
Hmm.
You knew that they were going to chop like 30 in the first year and 20 in the second year, and it was only a 3-year course anyway. So it was a very unpleasant atmosphere, and the teaching was very poor. So at least by the age of 21, when I got out of there, I understood something about good teaching and bad teaching, and I also understood that I knew very little. Nevertheless, I was very lucky to get this first job in the UK Atomic Energy Authority,
mm-hmm.
which sounds very military, but it wasn't. I worked in the industrial division, working on nuclear reactors. There, I realized that I didn't know much physics, but I started to get interested in computing. So like the many things in life, accidents and accidental meetings and accidental changes to your career made a huge difference to me. I came from, if you like, a fairly protected background, a privileged background in the sense that education was known that it was a good thing, and I benefited from the free education at that time. This was England in the 50s and 60s, recovering from the war. Education was a big thing. It was a good society, like many thought it was going to turn into a socialist paradise and so on, but unfortunately it didn't, but that's another story.